Big Baskets. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I got a text message late one night last week from a buddy of mine over near Flint, who does play-by-play for one of the schools participating in the MHSAA school broadcasting program. He told me to go out to the MHSAA.tv website to watch the last couple of minutes of a game he had worked that evening. Going online, I found the Burton Atherton at Montrose boys basketball game, scrubbed through the video to the tail end of the fourth quarter, and found out what all the excitement was about. Tony Sumner was being interviewed as the player of the game for his 4 points he scored for Montrose that night, the first two baskets of his career. What's the big deal? Tony was born deaf and now hears with the help of some implants. He's undersized compared to his classmates and teammates, but fully engaged in all of the team's activities. With the Rams holding a wide lead in the last couple of minutes, Tony was inserted into the game. He missed his first shot, but a teammate quickly grabbed the rebound, got the ball back to him, and his second try found the mark. A 15-footer before the buzzer scored as well. Atherton players laid off Tony as he shot and were as excited as well to watch him score his first points. Scenarios like this play out more often than we think throughout the season. Different kids for different reasons. All eligible under the same competition rules, getting a chance to get into the game. I remember a case in our girls' basketball semifinals a few years ago where a team from the Upper Peninsula was clearly outmatched. And as the game wound down, I saw the coaches from both teams meeting briefly in front of the scorer's table during a timeout. Shortly thereafter, two girls who had been hobbled with knee injuries entered the game. The team winning the game collapsed on defense and let those girls start bombing away from the three-point line, and both found their way into the final stats, the biggest baskets of their lives on the biggest stage they would ever play on. Like anything else, there's always a different school of thought. Some would say that competitive athletics should not cut anyone any slack when they get into the game. I followed a young man at my daughter's high school who overcame all kinds of physical issues to play basketball with a real high-heeled sneaker. In his last game, the defense decided to play him straight up. And as he took a shot from beyond the arc, the defender came crashing down on him to the thunderous boos of the cheering sections of both teams. So make up your own mind. All I know is these big baskets created big smiles and lifetime memories for all involved. In closing, a quick thought about some TV listings I saw over the weekend for three shows that were labeled high school football. They were these so-called all-star games. The reality is that these games are worthless. They do nothing but exploit kids who have finished their high school football playing days with veiled equipment endorsements and announcements about what college they'll sign with next month. I just wish they would call these games college football, because that's what they are. Just like all the recruiting articles in print and online, it's not high school football. You're just giving college sports junkies their recruiting fix. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.